This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Happening this weekend, it is Umpqua Brew Fest with the Umpqua Watershed. Julie Lowe and Chris Lowe in getting ready for it. Julie, thanks for coming in.
I am thrilled to be here. Thank you.
So explain, if somebody's never been to the event before, what is Brewfest?
The Umpqua Brewfest is your classic beer festival. We've been doing it this will be our 14th year. And so what that celebration is of is our area's waters. It's all about the waters is what we call it. And we'll have beers from around the area and even some local brews from local hobbyists.
Now, one of the things about this area and really about Oregon in particular is it's been one of the centers of craft beer for quite a while. And you start out, we've got some of the folks locally that have got storefronts now that started out as hobbyists, just trying to figure this out at home. Ultimately, they find success, they move forward, they get to a point where they could turn it into either a side business or their main business here. And it's been fun to watch some of the people, including probably some of the ones that are going to be providing beer for you guys, really evolve over the last decade.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's really one of our specialties in here. I think there's a word for it, isn't it? Oh. When you appreciate the water and how the water contributes?
Yeah, wine people, they call it terroir. But the whole idea is the place you are in the world is unique to the flavor of the water, the air, the life in the valley. And that's reflected in the beer and the wine.
All right, so Julie, tomorrow, tell folks where this is going to be at.
Okay, we'll be on Main Street, right behind Old Soul Pizza. We all know where that is. We'll block off Main Street for some of our community partners. And the beer festival will be right behind Old Soul in that alleyway from 12 to 7. We call that the Umpqua Outback.
And, of course, this has been going on how many years? Any idea?
This is going to be our 14th year. We're really excited about it. Of course, as when anything happens in the Umpqua Valley, we'll have live music all day. And we have some really exciting bands coming, and they'll be playing all day. We'll have music. The Brewers Guild will be providing some bratwurst and
Sauerkraut.
I always forget that. We have pretzels, popcorn, everything that goes well with beers.
So talk about what the live music is. Who's playing?
First up, we have Jonathan Foster and Mo Ford. That's a classic band that we have very often. They're partners with us, and it's incredible music, and it's very laid back, kind of. How would you expose it?
I don't know. Acoustic mellow.
Yep.
That's good. That kicks off at noon.
And then we have the Swiftwater Bluegrass Band. After that, we have the other band, and wrapping up in the evening, we have Melissa Ruth and the Likely Stories.
So a lot of groups people are pretty familiar with in the Umpqua Valley, and just kind of a laid-back atmosphere. Of course, the event, from the time it began to now, it's kind of moved around, but you've kind of found your vibe in this location the last few years.
Yeah, essentially since we've put up the stage behind Old Soul Pizza and behind Umpqua Watersheds, we have the Umpqua Outback stage. And so we're doing more and more events there. Last night, they even had a film documentary festival down there showing some films related to the Siskiyou Mountain Club and some local hiking and whatnot. So it's becoming a venue now for a lot of activities back there.
So, Chris, why don't you tell us more about Umpqua Watersheds? Get real close to the mic there.
Well, sure. Umpqua Watersheds is a nonprofit. We are coming up on our 41st year. And, you know, we are all about what happens in the watershed, which is from the Crater Lake to the coast of Douglas County, all along the Umpqua. We're really trying to focus on, what makes this place special, as, you've seen reflected in recent stories about Roseburg. This is a really kind of a magic place in the world. Umpqua Watersheds is trying to preserve the best of it, working with our partners, other nonprofits, industry, commercial, to make sure we all share in the bounty of it and find a path forward to preserve the best of it.
Now, have you guys lived here for a long time?
We have lived here for 2.5 years, and we're thrilled to be here. I'm from Montana originally, and I had a choice when Chris retired to go anywhere, and we chose the Umpqua Valley, and over Montana even. So this is an amazing area. We're thrilled to be here.
Now, dare I ask where you lived before?
We lived in Maryland. I had worked for the Department of Agriculture for a number of years, and so once we decided to move on from that, we had a choice, as Julie said, of anywhere. I'm originally from Pennsylvania, you know, a lot of beauty there, and it still doesn't compare to this valley.
Interesting. Yeah, I've been to Pennsylvania, haven't been in Maryland, I have barely been in Montana. So it's interesting how you crafted, but obviously you like it here. You've already gotten pretty involved.
Well, the Umpqua watershed is kind of a hidden jewel. I had never heard of the word Umpqua until I started researching it. And technically, from what I can tell, it means dancing waters. And we thought that was a place for us. And it is a hidden jewel. Nobody seems to know about it. They know about the larger rivers, the Columbia, the Rogue, those. But the Umpqua is a secret gem. And we're torn between sharing about it and keeping it to ourselves.
That is one of the common things that happens in Oregon in general, but yeah, maybe this area in particular. So what led to you guys getting involved in Umpqua watersheds?
I was walking along the street and they were looking for a person to help out, actually as an AmeriCorps person. So I became their outreach person with AmeriCorps, and now I am the director of education and outreach, taking programs to schools, to adults, taking people out in the field, doing surveys on beaver, lamprey, salmon, amphibians, reptiles, and we landed there, and then Chris joined the board about a year later, and we're not looking back.
So while he may have retired, you obviously haven't.
Yes, I've taken off. So he's retired temporarily from the job out east, but he still works with computer security out here, so he's been an incredible asset to the board.
Wow. Well, all right. Well, it definitely sounds like you've got very involved in all of this. So were you at the event last year?
Yep, absolutely. It was wonderful. Yep, it was downtown in complementing the Blocktoberfest. And this year we're going to go a little bit earlier. The Umpqua Brewfest focuses on, again, it's all about the water and the brews and our community partners in green living. Blocktoberfest is a wonderful event, too. It focuses, I think, more on the city of Roseburg and, again, celebrates everything we have to offer. So we're kind of doing both events now.
Wow. Well, yeah, definitely more things happening this time of year in the downtown area. So again, what are the hours tomorrow?
So tomorrow we'll be there from 12 to 7, and there'll be beers all day and live music all day, and we'll have our community partners in Main Street, and it should be we have beautiful weather. It's going to be a wonderful day.
And what should people know about admission?
Admission is $15. That gets you the ticket, or the glass and the 6 tickets to taste all the beers, and then you can buy more tickets if you'd like. And popcorn and pretzels will be basically on a donation basis, and then you can purchase the bratwurst.
All right,
and
so
Old Soul Pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, Old Soul Pizza will be there.
All right, so all of that going on tomorrow, Umpqua Brewfest. Julie and Chris, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure.
All right, 12:44, back with another segment in a moment on Inside Douglas County on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 12:40. KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 12:46, Lars Larson coming up at 1, part 2. Two-part segment today on Inside Douglas County, talking about events around the Umpqua Valley. Umpqua Valley Arts, Ashley Kluver is the exhibition coordinator. Let me see if I get this right. Yeah, exhibition coordinator. There we go. Always like to get people's job title correct. So, a lot going on. Let's see now. You have the members show coming up in October, right?
Yes, that is our next exhibition that's coming up soon. The member show is our way of saying thank you to our members, but also showcasing what they're doing in their art practice, because quite a few of our members are artists themselves, and that is one benefit to being a UVA member, is participating in this non-juried, no-theme show. That opening reception for that show will be October 24th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
And that's coming up, but what is in the gallery now?
We have Umpqua Plein Air in the galleries right now. That is artwork that was created during the 2025 Umpqua Plein Air paint-out event, where artists painted out across Douglas County over 5 days. They returned to UVA with the works they created and submitted them to be juried for special prizes and accolades, but all of the works get put on display in a special showcase of their hard work.
And if people have not gotten over to see that, when is that on display until?
That's up for a little while longer, but you want to make sure that you catch it before October 17th. That's going to be the last day it'll be up.
All right, and remind people what your gallery hours are.
They're Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
All right, now getting into, well, we officially begin fall on Monday, so we can begin using the word at that point. a lot of things with education, both adults and kids. What are some of the ones coming up?
Yes, we have a full roster of classes coming up. One of the first opportunities is one that I mentioned before. It's another iteration of our after-school art club. We have opportunities for ages 5 to 8, 9 to 12, and 13 to 18. We have updated pricing on that, so if anybody's curious about what that looks like, they can head over to our website to check that out. But we're going to be doing another session of that starting in October. After that, we've got tons of different opportunities for all different mediums. We have a drawing class workshop coming up. We have a landscape painting, plein air style painting workshop, intro to photography, ceramics, introduction to printmaking, teen clay opportunities. We're pretty booked up for the fall, and it's pretty awesome.
So a lot of opportunities there, and I would imagine people really need to sign up early.
Yes, definitely register early. There are limited spots in all of these, and you'll want to snag them soon if you want to have a chance to experience those different types of artistic forms. We'll definitely have more, but you don't want to miss any of the ones that we've got coming up.
Now, the clay place getting a lot of attention right now because the Vox Swifts have returned to using the clay place at night, but you've got a lot of classes there, a lot of education opportunities this fall.
Yes, I think that the Foxes, the Audubon Society's first Swift Watch is actually today, which is really fantastic. But that building hosts our popular clay studio, and we have our terms coming up. We have two of them that people can register for. Active Clay Place members can sign up for a special bonus term for the end of the year. But if there's anybody who's new to our studio and has not been in it before, we have a great opportunity coming up in winter of 2026. That is going to be a great one for anybody who has next to no clay experience, because we have classes during that time frame and opportunities to learn from our experienced instructors twice a week. But registration for both of those for UVA members opens October 21st, and non-member registration opens October 28th for the rest of the community.
And then when you term that as being the 2026 winter term, what you're meaning is this fall into next early next year, right?
Mostly January through March of next year.
All right. So you're getting way out there on some of these things because there's so much demand for what you have going on.
Absolutely. We got to plan early. And these terms do tend to sell out. So if anybody's interested in signing up early, they can do so if they become a UVA member. That is one other benefit amongst many others, other than even being part of the member show that you get for being a member. So if anybody's ever curious about that, they can give us a call and we can get them signed up.
All right. Much going on. And gosh, I can barely use the word fall. I'm not sure about the word holiday, but apparently you guys are already starting to think about that as well.
Yeah, we're planning ahead with a lot of our programming so we can make sure we have the offerings up so people can budget, they can plan and schedule ahead. And I'm also in the same vein as you, using the word holiday this early kind of makes me cringe, but it's definitely necessary for a lot of these great classes. We have some really awesome stuff coming up for that. And it's all kind of around a special handmade holiday market that we're going to be doing on Shop Small Saturday. We have some more details coming out about that soon in our upcoming newsletter. So if anybody's out and about and they see our newsletter, they can learn more by flipping through that or going and visiting our website as well. But we have some really fun stuff planned for the holidays.
Boy, I can't even grasp the holidays as being a thing when it's 85 degrees out. But yeah, it's coming. And I know people especially seem to enjoy the opportunity to take these classes for the holidays and try to create some things to make special gifts for others, outside of just getting store-bought gifts.
100%. And that's one of the things that we're doing with these workshops. We wanted to create an art experience that was enriching, that would give people a hands-on experience to create and learn something, but also make something fun that they can share with family. So, for example, we've got a holiday card making where students can learn the basics of printmaking to make their own edition of holiday cards, something really special with their own unique touch, not just something you can buy as lovely as many Hallmark cards are. There's something really special about having it be a printed one that you did yourself. You drew the image, you carved it out, you rolled it out and stamped it and printed it yourself. We've got leather ornaments. We have a clay workshop with Sgraffito coming up. It's a type of decoration technique on the surface of clay where you can make trays and little bowls and dishes, pajama making. We've got something for everybody.
Wow. Okay, now we're really going ahead. We're back to summer.
I know, right? It's crazy to think we just had our summer arts festival not too long ago, but we're already getting ready for next year. We are going to be launching applications for art vendors, food vendors, and entertainment on October 1st for our 57th annual summer arts festival.
Wow, 57 years that this has been going on. It's your biggest fundraiser. It brings in so many people to the three-day event, and a lot of folks really look forward to it.
Absolutely. And in line with that, one of the things that we're doing this year, also going live on October 1st, is we're bringing back our poster contest. For many, many years, we've hosted this poster contest for artists to submit work so they can have it be chosen to kind of represent the festival. You know, we do have so many people who see it, are marketing for it, and come to the event and look forward to it, that we really like to have original artwork as our poster and, you know, be able to highlight an artist and their talents, too. So we're going to be bringing that back this year, starting October 1st. Interested artists can submit up to 3 entries to be considered for the poster and other marketing materials for the events. The call is going to be open from October 1st through December 1st, so there's a little time to kind of plan ahead if they want to make a piece or if they want to submit one that they already have that they feel like would be in line with the spirit of the festival. We're open to traditional and digital media. We're very excited to see what we're going to get, but we're bringing that back so we can have some local artists work on our poster again.
If anybody has not been over at your facility on West Harvard and Roseburg, right by Fir Grove School, kind of talk more about what that building is like and what people can see, and obviously the gallery exhibits, but just sort of what the place is like.
Yeah, so Umpqua Valley Arts, we're situated in an old soldier's home. It is a well over 100-year-old building, and it comes with its over 100-year-old building quirks, but we love it dearly. If anybody is driven by, they can see it's a pretty large building, and in that building, we host 5 different galleries. We have our main one, the corridor gallery. We have another gallery off to the side for our members. We have one at the end of the hall, and we have a student gallery. Our building also hosts multiple different our campus, because I'm going to include Clay Place in this, hosts up to 3 different studio spaces where we're cycling through and including different mediums of art in the many classes that we host, ranging from drawing and painting to clay to printmaking and now photography and more. So we do a lot on campus here, and there's always something going on. So if anybody's ever interested in seeing what artwork is up, because those change 5 times a year, what kind of classes we have going on, they're welcome to come in and check out what's on our little table at the front, sharing what's going on at UVA, check out our newsletter, our website, and even come say hi.
And even an opportunity as well for people to rent part of your facility, right?
Absolutely. That is one other really amazing part of our building is it's set in Fir Grove Park, and it's got an idyllic background. We have plenty of spaces where people can rent for meetings, for birthday parties, and more. We have actually some really awesome offerings around special events where if you want to host a birthday party that has an art experience, we got you covered. If you need some little extra amenities for your work meeting, like coffee and tea and such, we have something for you. So you can come and have your birthday party, celebration of life, baby shower, bridal shower, you can come have it with us and get to have some great offerings as well.
All right, Ashley Klubert, Umpqua Valley Arts, 1257.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.